Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
That.
Wait, what the hell was... Okay.
Where am I?
We're doing this again?
What, you do what?
Oh, I'm out of
my I counted it out.
You know you went in half a beat early.
I did not. I was counting it out with my head.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out on the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
Oh, you're on time with that. How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
57 degrees right now. A little bit cloudy. Rain is coming between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning.
Mm.
And then the rain comes back.
Oh, yeah?
Around dinner time for the rest of the night. But we do have a high of 68, diddling 70, depending on where
nice.
You are.
And this has been a dreary as May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. May, in like a lion, rain like a bitch. What they say.
Isn't that March?
It was a joke. Yeah. Oh. Great start all the way around in the room to a Tuesday. Everyone's doing great. I want to start the show by putting a smile on Tommy Mulay's face.
Oh, what
That's
happened
pretty
to
tough.
Somebody?
What's that? Oh, no. It's not somebody. It's something. Kimmy, there was one thing I know that will make Tommy Mulay laugh without control.
Yeah.
Story on 10NBC last night.
What'd I say?
Says that they have found a whole bunch of the rental e-bikes and scooters.
Yeah, would they find them?
Throw it into the Genesee River.
Oh, no.
It's probably they're building that reef thing up again, you know, where they sink things. So somebody chucked them into the river.
So Berkeley Breed, you know, Berkeley does.
He's on it.
He's the investigative reporter. Yeah. He walked up and down the riverbanks to find multiple scooters and bikes chucked into the river. So,
I am surprised that hasn't happened before, now that I'm thinking about it.
I mean, maybe it has. So these are the ones you see. I mean, if you put it into the center of the river, you wouldn't know where they are.
Right.
So the headline reads, e-bikes and scooters found dumped in Genesee River. Company says it's working to remove them. So, like, okay, when you hear that, give me a number of scooters you think they found in the river.
10.
10. It says that there's 3.
Oh.
Wait, at least they saw 3.
That they know
I'm just thinking,
so
like, it was probably, like, one guy, like, I'm going to throw these in the river. And I don't know how many you have in, like, that area. So he's probably limited in how many he could throw
in. Get a hold of?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so some interesting facts here.
Yeah.
If you want to chuck the scooters in the river, it takes a lot of work because these scooters and bikes weigh 83 pounds.
Yeah, they're not that light, right?
No. So the other day I was pulling in and I park on the street out here and there was a bike just sideways where I normally park. So I had to get out of my car and move it. And I had never really touched one of these things. I'm glad no one was around. Because I look like a giant. I figured, I'm like, I got this.
That heavy.
I like lifted up over the curb. Like, but it says that these bikes retail for
$3,500.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding y'all.
And we're just leaving them on the goddamn street for anybody to vandalize.
Well, that's the design of them. You leave them on the street.
Jesus Christ, man. How is this cost effective?
What is this cost? It isn't here in Rochester.
By the way, what's it going to cost to get the damn things out of the water?
It costs one guy to walk down there and get them out of the water. They're just waiting for the river to slow down because they don't want anyone getting swept away by the river.
Yeah. Is it up here in the city or is it down? Like downstream? By Charlotte or something.
Downstream.
Well, because they would go over the falls, right?
Yeah, they call them the Sam Patch of e-bikes. No, according to the story on 10NBC, Berkeley Breen spotted the bikes on the river near the convention center and on the west bank of the Blue Cross Arena.
Oh, all right.
So right in that area. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, if they seem heavy enough where they just sink to the bottom.
Yeah, probably. They're 80 pounds. Yeah.
So why do you enjoy this so much?
Because it was such a dumb idea. Like, other cities got rid of these things for a reason.
Okay.
Big cities that wanted them go, no, thank you.
Well, they were having, I think the bigger cities, too, were having problems with, like, drunk people on them.
Drunk people and, yeah, people getting hurt.
It's one of the smartest ideas we've ever had. Look, I was with you in the beginning. I was with you.
I was skeptical, but I see them used all day.
I mean, people are
using them in the morning.
I see them in the morning, in the night.
All right, so I walk 100 feet into this building.
This is the only time he sees them, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's not.
I've seen two damaged ones just in my little walk.
You've seen one damaged one.
Yeah. One was thrown down the stairwell, and then the other one was basically, I don't know what happened to that other one, man. That thing was like smashed.
So there was one outside the front of our building here. It looked like somebody tried to take the tire off, but they didn't have the tools
something,
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just
wrecked.
Mangled.
So that's two in my little walk.
Okay, but here's the thing. This company keeps coming back every year. So it says here in the story on 10NBC that, is it Velo is the name of the company?
Velo, something like that.
Okay, so they have 1,200 bikes and scooters in the greater Rochester area. They say this problem with chucking them in the river and breaking them, quote, not large scale, most of our fleet of 1,200 bikes and scooters are intact.
Here's the problem. Somebody else hears it. Yeah, somebody else is going to start throwing these things in the water.
One person does it, it's a domino effect. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm also going to assume that the kind of person who chucks a scooter or an e-bike into a river isn't sitting down for the 6 o'clock news every Monday night.
No, but it...
Well, done with my long day.
Word gets around.
Chucking e-bikes in the river. Let me catch up on the daily news. Oh, that's a good idea.
It's going to be kids.
Shut up.
Also, to Pat's point... Those things are heavy. How many of them could you... I mean, before you're winded, how many of them do you think you could chuck around?
Looks like three.
Because I'm guessing the one you found in the stairwell, somebody tried to bring up the stairs and gave up.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Like, ride it down through the parking garage? That'd be
fun. Could have been.
Woo! Woo!
Well, there you go, because we had some parties up there, don't forget.
Yeah.
You used to see them late at night, right?
And again, I was super jealous of them. Late at night, early in the morning. I get here at 3. They would
the top floor of the parking area. Here's the six flights up? Yeah.
Yeah. So like in the summertime, they look like high school kids.
Man, they must be having a ball.
Bro, it sounded like so much fun. Like the music's
going. I just want to go up there and do some shots.
Yeah? Hello, fellow teenagers.
What's happening, gang?
252 to BCMF. Story on 10NBC last night that we knew would get Tommy's morning started off right. 10NBC found several, and by several we mean three,
yes,
e-bikes and scooters that had been chucked into the Genesee River. These are the ones that you rent through this company that is contracted with the city of Rochester. All right.
And so, you said there's $4,000 almost?
$3,500.
Well, plus tax.
You got to
add the sales tax.
How about the taxes? Kimmy, can you do some math for me? Pull up the calculator real quick. What is $3,500? Times 1,200, because that's a significant investment in our community by this company. And I understand it's for profit, and they wouldn't be doing this if they weren't making money. But, Kimmy, what did this company invest in for scooters in Rochester?
So $3,500 times 1,200, $4.2 million.
So that's $4.2 million. Oh, no, wait a minute. That can't be right.
You'd never make your money back.
$3,500 times 1,200.
$3,500 times 1,200.
There's no way you'd make your money back. Ever.
Times 1,200. It's $4.2 million.
They must be. I mean, they wouldn't do it if they weren't making money.
Unless they get money, they're subsidized by the city to bring them here.
Oh, well, see, that's what I also wondered. Like, and this, we don't have an answer to this. Does the city pay them to do this, or do they pay the city so the city, like, gives them a contract?
I don't know.
I can see it working either way.
Yeah.
Like, the city paying them to come here so we have access to this, or them paying Rochester so they have the ability to operate in the city and make money. I mean, look, I get that $4.2 million, but...
That's quite an investment, man.
It is quite an investment, man.
You ain't making no money back like that.
Well, no, but let's say that these things can operate for 5 seasons. Like, you're thinking small term here. You got to think
You mean
bigger.
5 months?
Well, no, let's say 5 summers.
Oh, okay.
Right? Gotcha, like, you know,
like,
one...
So 5 years, yeah.
Exactly. Like, 5 years in total. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You would break even in 5 years?
No. That's not what I'm saying, like... You're anticipating they have to buy all new scooters every year.
No. I'm just saying, like, your initial investment, how long before you get that $4 million back, then you start making a profit.
Maybe they get it in one summer. I mean, there's 1,200 of these things. It's not as cheap as you think it is.
How much does it cost to rent it?
I remember.
That's what I was wondering, too.
$20 an hour?
Can you? No, it goes by the minute, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So, but I want to say it's like $1 a minute.
So it's $60 an hour.
Yeah, something like that. Does that sound right?
All right.
But then again, they go 20 miles an hour, so you can get pretty far on 60.
Right.
But maybe I could. Look, don't quote me. I remember seeing this the other day and being like, wow, that's actually more expensive than I thought it was going to be. But if you got like a 10-minute ride, you know, $10 as opposed to like taking.
Chip a tooth.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Split a lip.
You know what the problem is here, Kevin?
Who's the problem?
You know what the problem is here, Kevin? See, now you know he's out. Now you know he's out of ammunition because he's doing hands and impressions.
Let me explain something to you. Let me pat explain it.
Okay. I think we did the math wrong because Lori says count those zeros on Instagram.
I am looking. Okay.
We have a bad habit of math.
3,000.
You can't do math with a calculator.
I want to. Okay. 3,000.
You can't even say calculator. We can't do math with a calculator, you just said.
$3,500. I'm looking at it. Times.
$500.
$1,200.
Counted to two.
It's $4.2 million.
No, but it's not dollars. It's 1,200.
Wait, what?
1,200 bikes.
I'm sorry, 1,200. Whatever, 1,200.
Okay, don't get frustrated with me. We don't have a good truck. I'm just telling you what Lori wrote us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF on
put
Instagram.
Put it in a calculator. I mean, somebody else can do it.
Kimmy, you put it in a calculator yourself.
I don't know if I'm doing
something
wrong.
Do your own damn calculator.
If I'm doing something wrong, I don't know what it is.
God,
I've done it like four times.
It
now.
Is mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
That we could find the three least mathematical human beings on the planet. Give them microphones and put them all in a room together.
Oh, God.
This is the one time I'm double-checking my work.
There has never been a time on this show where we've had to do math where we haven't either screwed it up or somebody tells us we did it wrong.
Yeah, we never nailed it.
As we talk again about these the rental e-bikes and scooters.
Yeah.
By the way, Matthew says $4.2 million is correct. Ah, Lori, how you like that?
I was going to say.
Ah. She says she's right. Thank you, Lori. Anyway, these e-bikes and scooters that were found chucked in the Genesee River on this story on 10 NBC last night. You know what your problem is?
Me?
Yeah. What's you want to do the impression again?
What's your problem? Go ahead, psychologist. Whatever you call it.
Psychologist?
He wasn't trying to make a joke.
What's a psychologist?
He was not psychologist. Trying to make a joke.
What is
you,
it?
You added a weird.
No, you're like.
Psychologist.
A psychologist is somebody who's like, I'm a psychologist. Really? No! Psych! Psychologist, idiot.
I like psychologists better.
When these first came out, you thought they were a bad idea.
Yeah, and they still are.
And
man.
I was with you. I was with you. We thought about all
we
of these
skeptical.
Things.
And yes. We had them before, and they came and went.
Well, they got stolen. Those remember were just, the first set?
But those were just regular bicycles.
Oh.
Those weren't.
Yeah,
oh,
they
right.
weren't e-bikes. And stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right. So look, we were worried there were going to be injuries. Mm-hmm. We were worried these things were going to get taken like the bikes did initially. But we have seen with these run of e-bikes and scooters, that has not happened. We don't have mass reports of injuries. If people got hurt, you would see it in the news because there's some in the river, and there's a story about that today. We have not seen them get taken, right? They just said in this story that the majority of their 1,200 bikes that they have here in Rochester are functioning.
Okay.
So, like, it's okay to look at what's happened over the last couple of years and be like, I was wrong. These have actually worked out for people.
Are they still in some of the suburbs? Because I thought they were going to be in, like, Pittsford and, like, Brockport
I ain't
or something,
seen
too.
One person in Pittsford on the
so maybe they never got there. But I did. I thought that they were putting them in a few of the areas around and outside of Rochester.
We did a story on it. I mean, I'm not out in Brockport a lot, so I haven't seen them. I do distinctly remember these coming to Pittsburgh because you freaked out.
But I've never seen anybody on one.
No, he might.
But have you seen them like parked anywhere?
No.
Oh,
he might have a valid point that like enough people have their own things like this.
True.
Where
it's fancy town.
And
the only people I see around here, sketch. Early morning sketch on them scooters.
Well, it's also like 4 a.m.
Right.
So.
What?
Sketch with credit cards.
Yeah.
If you have a credit card, you can't be that sketch. Because we were both at a point where we were not allowed to have credit cards.
That's true. All right. So you're just above sketch.
No, but like, you know, looking back on it, I mean, this makes sense in the city of Rochester because like there are places where you have to go where it's a long ass walk.
Yeah.
And it's not a direct route. Like you got to get to work, go shopping, go to see buddies, you know, go to a bar, whatever. Fine. Whereas Pittsford, everything is walkable.
Yeah.
Like there's nowhere in the
It's
building.
Lit and it's safe.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Kimmy, there is nowhere in the village of Pittsburgh where you can't walk there within 10 minutes.
Yeah, true.
The scooter's pointless.
How far are you taking it? Because
like, even if you were paying by the minute, you'd be done in 30 seconds.
But I don't even know how you ride these things in the city, considering the conditions of the streets and the sidewalks.
And the amount of
litter and debris and crap in the streets that they haven't gotten clean up yet.
So I take Main Street to work every day, and they have those bike paths that I see people use them on.
Yeah, and I ain't getting in that goddamn
thing.
They're
like brand new.
You think anybody's obeying that thing?
They just built
it. Oh, it's green. I'm not going to use that to go around somebody.
No, it's like it's parallel to the sidewalk. It's not on the road.
I've seen
it's like the bike paths.
Yeah, but you could drive on it. I could put my car on it.
No,
it's in the street.
No,
the bike path's on the sidewalk on Main Street.
Yeah.
Oh. I still wouldn't do it. Full potholes.
Potholes
sketch
on the brand new bike path. Okay. We have a dynamite. I'm not changing my opinion for nothing.
Watch where you go. Just saying.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
These people deserve appreciation, despite the fact that Tommy argues against it every time it comes up.
So they're not appreciated at all?
I don't think
so. They came up with this day.
Well, I mean, here's the day and week. I mean, today is the day.
But they get a kind of a week.
Well, yeah, they do. They get a whole week long. And the question becomes, if you are sending your kid to school today, what are you sending them with?
So you had to come bearing gifts?
You don't have to do anything. But how you look if you do or if you don't matters here.
Yeah, sure.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week. To all of you teachers out there, why are you laughing?
What a racket, man.
What is a racket?
Union gig. Summer's off. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you. I salute you. And your summer's off.
You know that most teachers work a different job in the summer, right?
They don't need to. That's side cake. So they can put in their built-in swimming pools and their sports cars.
Built-in as opposed to the built-out swimming pools, which is called a lake.
In-ground pools and our hot tubs.
I would like to point out we had a room of 12 middle schoolers in here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know what the hell to do. And you didn't have to do anything. You just sat there like this.
Well, I don't know nothing about no. You think I paid attention in middle school?
So, it's Teacher Appreciation Week all week long. Today is specifically Teacher Appreciation Day.
So what do you have to do for that?
Well, you do whatever you want. So there is no like established rules on Teacher Appreciation Day. I'm sure all you teachers that can hear us that are headed to school are going to like show up to like maybe a cupcake or like, you know, a candy bar from your school. Yeah. Nice, whatever.
Cute.
But there will be kids that do things.
Mm-hmm.
There are parents that are aware that it is Teacher Appreciation Day, and they will send their kids in with gifts.
So you got to gift up.
You don't have to do anything.
But if you want to look like above and beyond.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And I want to start with Kimmy.
Yeah, sure.
Because I already know that you're going to go off on your little man tangents.
No, I'm going to be quiet. Right.
Well, go ahead.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Sorry.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
The kid who brings something in for a teacher on Teacher Appreciation Day is...
I think about more the parent than the kid because it's usually the parent's idea.
Okay. So how do you look at that parent?
Probably it's probably a mom that volunteers a lot at school.
Okay. So are you arguing?
Maybe has a little bit more of a relationship with that teacher.
Okay. All right. But you don't judge them in any way for doing this?
I probably was that kid at some point. Okay. Not that my mom volunteered a lot, but like, I feel like I've brought teachers gifts before. So I guess as the kid that did it, I don't know what people thought of me.
All right. Hey, Tommy Mulay and Nation turns slowly eyes to you. Finish this sentence.
Yeah, go ahead.
The family that sends their kid off with a gift for Teacher Appreciation Day is...
That's a douchey family. You know it is, man. We know the type. We know the moms that butt in, get too involved, show up all the time, have these opinions.
My wife is sending my kids with teacher's gifts.
She's one of the good ones. But I understand. She's a higher up.
Higher up douche?
No, she's not a douche.
I heard she's douchey. Douchey. Stick of their noses.
She's one of the good ones.
Don't take care of their kids. Dope chopping, weed transporting. What's douchey about sending a gift along for Teacher Appreciation Day?
It's overkill, man.
Oh.
Hey, you're just doing it to suck up. You're teaching your kid to be a suck butt.
All right, so...
A suck butt.
You're raising a suck butt,
so both of my daughters are suck butts.
No.
I literally told you.
I don't know how you're talking yourself out of this one. And by the way, they go to these highfalutin schools. I understand it. You're getting educated by the jet set over there.
Oh, is that what it is? That's
fancies.
A difference?
I don't know if you're making this better for yourself.
You're with the fancies over there.
Says man whose father spent the equivalent of $80,000 on 1 year of private school that he failed out of.
My father was a huge suck butt. South Florida suck butt boy.
So I am curious, and I understand that there are teachers that are afraid to call the show because I don't want anyone to recognize their voice. I mean, no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
There is the idea, as you use the eloquent term, suck butt, that bringing a gift in for a teacher can sway them one way or another on your kid.
It's almost like you're buying a vote.
Is that true? Does that work? I mean, are teachers' integrity that easy to buy?
But I'm guessing
you're
like
only human,
kid...
right? If you give me a gift, I'm going to be nicer to you.
No, not necessarily. You get gifts all the time. You throw them on the floor.
It's got to count more coming from a kid who isn't necessarily the best student or sometimes gets in trouble than it does coming from like the kid that's already good at school.
No, see, I see it the opposite. The kid that gets in trouble, that mother is trying to grease the wheel.
Okay, oh, yeah, she's buying
boats.
But
I'm saying, like, don't you think, like, if your kid's already good at school, how is that going to help them any more than because they don't need it? You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess it could be the difference between a B and an A and an A plus.
Maybe.
What's the going gift, you know, like what these kids bring in normally? Are they gift cards?
It runs the gamut. I mean, there's gift cards, there's like sweets, there's chocolate.
Is there a limit you can do? Stuff. Do they always set a limit or you can just bring in whatever
you want?
Again,
this is not an official thing.
Right, so you can bring in whatever you want.
Whatever the heck you want. I mean, gift cards seem pretty standard, but then it gets into the debate of like, what do you put on the gift card? Is it a cup of coffee? Is it $10? Is it $25? Because like $25 if your kid's in elementary school, that's one teacher. $25 if your kid's got eight teachers throughout the day.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that gets ridiculous. Do you pick one teacher that your kid really likes and that's the person you give it to? Does that shut out the rest of the teachers? Because they're going to talk. You know, there's some.
Oh, you know they're going to compare notes.
There's
for
some
sure.
Douche teacher that's going to be, oh, look what I got from Claire Duffy. You didn't get it. My youngest is all about making sure the teachers get gifts from her.
And she's a really good student. She doesn't have to do any of this.
But she is that kind of student. Like, she wants to build that relationship. She probably, you know, is that kid that stays after for extra help, extra credit, whatever. So, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand with those students.
But it's funny. Like, my two daughters cannot be more different. My oldest is completely unaware that this is even a thing this week. My youngest, the only reason I know it is Teacher Appreciation Day and Teacher Appreciation Week is because my youngest for the last 2 weeks has been telling me, we have to go get something, we have to go find something, we have to go do something.
Man, that's an amazing kid.
Yeah. Hmm. Suck butt, what I hear.
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond is suck butt. Suck butt and then some.
Like, if I was a teacher, it would be hard not to favor those kids a little bit. It would just because they went out of their way to do something.
They're self-taught almost. Like, I don't have to do a damn thing. This kid's going to do it all.
We're not teachers.
Oh, look at you. I love how you change your tone like a bitch. You bitch. Have a take and stick to it.
I have a take. Many takes. Many people.
252-WCMF, it is Teacher Appreciation Week. Today is actually Teacher Appreciation Day. And again, this is not like an official thing. There is no like mandatory thing you have to do, but there will be kids bringing gifts in for their teachers today. Tommy said those parents are douches and the kids are suck butts. Kimmy was one of those kids, which then also makes Kimmy a suck butt.
She was a suck no butt.
That's so weird when we're talking about me as a kid.
Awfully quiet in here all of a
sudden. What's that?
Oh, what? If you can't, if you're going to pretend not to hear somebody, you can't wait 5 seconds before you go, what?
He also did the mouth open thing.
Emily writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get it. She says, teachers do not change grades based on a student giving them a gift.
Oh, my
and then she
ass.
Does the laughy cry face.
I don't know if
of course
they necessarily
they make adjustments.
Change the grades, but I just think it helps. If, like, you need that extra little boost,
you get a little
something.
Nudge. You get a little push. You get a little nudge.
Or maybe that teacher's more willing to, like, put the time in with you as a student.
Because it's a judgment call, right, grades?
No. I mean, most of the time it's, you know.
Like, yeah, your overall
it's,
grade.
It's, yes,
like,
it's right or wrong answers.
How are you in your 60s and you don't know how grades work?
I think if, you know, if you're close, I bump you up a little.
Okay, I guess that's possible. But I'm saying it's not like you get to look at a kid and be like, hey. Like, they take tests. Those tests are their grades.
All right.
Whatever they score on the test is the average out. Do you really not know that?
Well, I thought like on some things, like let's say you wrote a paper on something.
Yeah.
And I just read it and I'm gonna grade you on it.
Fair enough.
Right? Yeah. I would say, looks like a B, but you know what? You gave me that gift certificate, I give you a B+.
I don't know why you'd say that out loud.
That's how I do.
Okay. You know, there are times throughout the school year where parents feel obligated to give gifts, right? Because like, okay, your argument is, you're a douche for doing Teacher Appreciation Day gifts.
Yes.
What about Christmas? Christmas time.
It's not a holiday. It's a family holiday. How are teachers now in on the family holiday?
I would argue that teachers spend more time with most kids than their actual families do.
Then come over and clean our toilets. What? You want to be part of the family? Come over when the tax bill shows up.
Come over when the tax bill shows up.
You ain't no family, man.
Says Tommy Mulay.
My last name ain't Schwartz or Smith. Get the hell out of here.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? All right, Kimmy,
it doesn't end. It has no ending.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
There are also parents that will give end of year gifts to teachers.
Yeah.
What is that holiday?
Because it's
hey, time off.
Again, your name is not Kimmy.
That's the last time, if you're in elementary school, that you're going to have that teacher. So it's like a, hey, thanks for being a great teacher.
I mean, but that doesn't do anything to like help you out.
No. That's just a I appreciate you as a teacher kind of gift. So that's, it probably
so
means more to teachers than anything, right?
So basically it's a tip for the end of the your little kid's career there at the little school.
Got that?
But that's what it would be, right?
It would be at the end of the year. So you'd still see
No, but you're saying like
annually.
Every year I gotta tip you out.
It's not a tip.
It kind of is.
It's appreciation.
It's like if you go on a cruise and they give you those envelopes at the end of the cruise.
Okay. Brittany writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. The best gift I ever received was a trooper sticker for my car. All right, don't tell me you can't be bought, Brittany. Is that the one people use to
get out of
stuff?
Because they think they can, they can do whatever they want, and the troopers just let them go.
You are in a saucy mood this morning.
I'm full of sauce, brother.
Quite sauce. All right, Elijah.
That would be a weird gift.
What's that, trooper sticker?
Yeah, like it's useful.
Here you go, heavy drinker.
Yeah, but
could you have picked the worst thing?
But that's what people think.
Oh my
we
God.
Know guys that oh think you God. Get those. We know guys that you get
that.
Those, and you get out of DWIs. You know what I'm talking about, bro. He hands them out like cards.
Keyword think. You were saying
it's kind of like, hey, thinking about doing something illegal? You're
yes,
covered.
Absolutely.
Elijah writes us on Twitter, Duffy at WCMF on Twitter. He says, Teacher Appreciation Day, please stop with the goddamn mugs. My wife got enough of them. Thank you. Sincerely, a concerned husband of a teacher.
I do feel bad because I was guilty of that as a kid, like the teacher-themed Christmas ornament, like the teacher-themed mug, the teacher-themed desk thing. I don't know. It was always teacher related, and I'm sure that they now have like boxes of those things by the end of their career.
But it's a lot that counts. Like, here's the thing. I'll be frank. My kids' teachers are great.
Yeah.
Right? I don't really care if they're going to use what I give them. It's just the fact I went out of my way to do something. I have crossed it off my list.
I don't know why the hell you think you got to give a gift when you're already paying to go to that school and you pay school taxes.
Okay.
So you're doubling up, right?
Yeah.
And you're paying premium and you're paying school taxes, and you think you got to give them a gift?
I do think it matters, like, to show appreciation for people, old man Wade.
How about that check you write?
Yeah, okay. It's not like I write the check and slide it into the pocket of the teacher. I mean, yeah, like, I do appreciate what these teachers do for my kids.
It's too much.
Look, I went to that school. I would have dropped out of high school had I not found that place.
So I guarantee your old man never sent you with a gift.
My mother would.
Did she really?
Well, only because she worked as a teacher's aide for a couple of years.
She step up?
No, of course not. But
she knows the system.
Yeah,
she knows how this works.
So, like, did the mug have, like, lipstick stains on it that you gave her?
My mother cannot afford lipstick.
I know.
Shut up. Take a break. You know what gets people excited?
Money.
Food trucks.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we heard Kimmy go on for 10 minutes last week about lobster out of a van.
Mm.
But it turns out, not all is well in the food truck community in Rochester.
So what happened?
Well, we are losing some staples. Not because folks don't want their delicious food, but because they say all of a sudden, it is really hard in Rochester to sell meals over tires.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This story starts, Tommy, with some heartbreaking news.
What happened?
One of the most popular food trucks of all time in Rochester.
Number one, baby.
It's coming to an end. The meatball truck.
Man.
That was like
the number one gourmet truck.
And you've had nothing but great things to say about the meatball truck.
That meatball was delicious. It was also $8. And you got one ball.
Meatballs in a Cup won local and statewide competitions in its 12 years in existence.
They were delicious.
And it had its roots in a Rochester classic, Annanetta's Restaurant. That's where this food truck came from. But much like Le Petit Poutine, the meatball truck says they simply can't do it anymore. Part of it is outside stuff. They say the pandemic really hurt them. They say staffing issues have kept them from getting all their trucks on the road at once. But they detail something else in a story in the DNC.
What's that?
The biggest issue for them and other food trucks in the area is what it costs to sell food out of a truck, how expensive it's gotten, and they don't mean gas or food or anything like that.
So what's the other expense?
What's that?
Equipment?
No. So first off, the folks who own the meatball truck say fees to sell at local events keep increasing.
So is that a fee you pay the county or the state? Or
the actual event.
Oh, so like if I want to go to the Lilac Festival, the Lilac Festival charges me to park my van there.
So you bring up the Lilac Festival. Right. In the DNC, the meatball truck says the Lilac Festival takes 20% of all their sales while
20%?
They're there. 20%? What they said.
God damn.
I mean, this is according to them in the DNC. They say they can't afford that.
No kidding.
They say Cornhill bangs them for $1,500 plus fees on top of the cash. And if the weather is bad, they say they could lose money just on what they paid the festival, like not even get back to $1,500.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Then.
What a rip.
Then comes the fees just to operate. They say they have to pay fees to the health department in every county that they open up. That takes away where they can work. Then they say some cities and towns want them to have an extra peddler's permit on top of it.
So, like, if I wanted to sell. Each town?
Yes.
So it changes depending on location. I didn't even think about that.
Neither did I. But, like, you know, you have these farmers markets at different places. You go to Brighton, you go to Fairport, you go to Hilton, you go to Brockport. That could be a different fee in every town on top of the city of Rochester, the county of Monroe. The bottom line is this. This meatball truck says they can't afford to do business anymore. And when you have two of the OG food trucks that people used to wait, Kimmy, for 45 minutes to eat for, seems like a massive problem.
Yeah, because they'd have to raise their prices to be ridiculous.
And, I mean, it gets to a point where people just aren't going to pay that.
Yeah.
Because you were just bitching about $8 for a meatball.
And that was 10 years ago.
Now you feel bad? Feel bad about the $8 for a meatball?
Well, you know, adjusted for inflation, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This needs to get fixed.
Well, how do you fix it if everybody wants their cut?
Okay, so that's just it. It's easy to ask for your cut when no one knows you're asking for your cut.
Yeah.
But now that people know they're asking for their cut, I mean, pressure can be put on, right?
Well, the only way is that they all pull out and they drop their prices.
I mean, that would be an option.
Because that would hurt the Lilac Festival if you don't have those food trucks. They've got to be a huge draw.
Some type of, like, universal thing for food trucks, I think, would really help cut some of those fees out.
Countywide, right? Yeah. Just make it countywide.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, we are Festival Town USA.
Oh, yeah.
Our economy relies on it.
And you only got a few weeks a year. Wait, what do you got, 12 weeks a year, really, to make your money?
You got it.
So that explains then, because I know that there are a few food trucks who really only hang out in certain places, but I guess that's why they don't travel as much as others, because it costs them way more to do that.
Look, if I find it strange, like, Canal Days, Lilac Fest, Jazz Fest, wherever the food trucks are going to be.
Mm.
The food trucks add to those festivals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're a draw.
And, like, I get fine. You're going to, you can make a little bit of money, right? But, like, I would argue, like, maybe the festival should be paying the food trucks to be there, because I will go places based on which food trucks I know are going to be there.
Yeah.
Kimmy, I know you're the same way.
Yeah.
These places have massive social media followings, right, where people will go. I mean, Kimmy, you brought up the lobster truck the other day at Three Heads.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it seemed like people follow them on an app so they can go to wherever they're located at the time.
So, like, if they're bringing the people,
yeah,
yeah,
how are you taking their money?
So you should be their agent.
No, I'm just saying.
No, like, that's a great argument.
Look, I mean, you know, if you've played in a band, we did stand-up comedy. If I'm going to bring 100 people to your bar, you're not going to charge me $500 to play music or tell jokes. You, yes, because you're terrible. But everybody else.
They'll also show up to, like, charity events and fundraisers and stuff, too. And to your point about bringing in the people, that's the main goal of those things.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The meatball food truck, the meatball truck, is no more. The folks that have owned it for 12 years say they can't do it anymore.
They served their last ball.
There have been outside issues, but they say the biggest problem is what they have to spend just to exist. 20% of all their sales at the Lilac Festival when they go. Cornhill bangs for $1,500, and that's no promise if the weather is bad. They say they have to pay fees to the health department in every county they go to. Some towns want peddler's permits. Every town that they go to, they have to pay. And it's simply not sustainable. But here's the other problem.
What's that?
Look, Rochester's food scene is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we are a top five food city in America. And several of these food trucks and pop-up restaurants, Kimmy, that we've seen,
yeah,
were experiments that became actual restaurants.
Yeah, they became hits.
Le Petit Poutine became an actual restaurant. Chicken Out, they were a pop-up place. They became an actual restaurant.
Yep.
Several pizza places, Peels on Wheels, for example, became an actual restaurant. When they made the transition back to brick and mortar, they pay taxes, they pay rent, they have more full-time, like, steady jobs, there's less empty retail space in the greater Rochester area, everybody wins.
Yeah.
So the more you charge these people and keep them out of the places they need to operate, potentially the more you are keeping people out of businesses in Rochester.
But that'll bring them back then once they take that hit. Like, if these trucks go...
Yeah.
Go belly up.
Yeah.
They're going to have to lower their rates to get them back in.
Because, like you said, it's not for lack of business and people wanting them.
Okay, but
there's always lines for these things when they show up somewhere.
But there's another potential problem, right? So we found out that there's actually, like, a national model for franchise food trucks.
Oh.
We found this out thanks to the lobster truck you brought up.
They have multiple trucks in, I think, multiple cities. It's not just here.
So if I'm not mistaken, that lobster food truck.
It's franchised around the country.
It was on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they were invested in by Shark Tank. And it turns out there are other trucks that are like this.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you're simply going to freeze them out, well, maybe not necessarily. There may be bigger companies that are bringing food trucks into our community, which you wouldn't know the difference.
So it knocked out the little guy.
Exactly. But those, you know, the lobster food truck is not going to open up a restaurant in Panorama Plaza.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't have to.
You know, some national, you know, steak sandwich truck is not going to show up around the corner here where there's an opening where, you know, a restaurant used to be. It's not good. So there will be food trucks potentially because these bigger boys can afford it.
Yeah.
It just shuts out the local mom and pops.
Yeah. That blows.
It's more than blows, man.
Well, I die. I feel bad. It's terrible.
I can tell how bad you feel. I feel bad. It's bad. I don't want to pay dogs for meatballs. It's bad.
So, like, the guy I see that just sells hot dogs at the side of downtown.
Yeah.
Does he get whacked the same way, too?
I think you have to have a license to... Is it a vendor's license?
Yeah, health department vendor's license. But there's a
guy in Pittsburgh that sells hot dogs all summer right on Main Street.
But
right
they're
there.
Usually in the same location every time.
Yeah.
So.
But they literally built him... like this really nice area now for him to park his food truck.
Okay.
Like it's lit. They landscaped it, put a roof. I mean, it's nice. Like that. I don't know what they pay for that guy or what he's got to pay.
I don't know. I mean, but again, if he's in one spot, he's paying one fee. I mean, it is what it is, right? It's these mobile ones that are paying everywhere they go that become a bigger problem. It's not good.
So all those food truck rodeos are going to really get crushed.
I don't know.
How can any of them operate?
Well, I do wonder, like, you know, the specific food truck rodeo thing. Like, what is the public market charge for something like that?
Because Pittsburgh does it twice a year. They use that whole public square thing, and they bring them in.
Like, I would love to see. I feel like if you're going to charge for a food truck, you have to make it public. I want to know before I go.
Yeah.
Yes, if you are taking advantage of these food truck people, so we can all make a decision. Like, you know what? No, we're going to support the guy that drove here with the food in the back that's going to make it for me.
Because you know these permits are such a scam.
Well, no.
I understand the health department. I got it.
Okay.
But like, to say, like, we're going to set a rate of, we're going to take, let's say, we're going to take 20%.
Okay, so you're saying like the festival's charge.
Yeah, these fees, or even like a town says you need a peddler's license on back to the fact that I've already got a license to operate this vehicle. That's just grabbing money.
Okay, but see, here's the thing.
Because you're already licensed.
The peddler's permit exists for guys like you.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if there wasn't a peddler's permit, all of a sudden you got food trucks lining just sides of streets open. I'm trying to walk here with my dog. You know, we're trying to keep our society. The lawn's all messed up because I can't mow around your food truck because you don't have a
permit.
It allows
them to be more selective about location, right?
I mean, it kind of seems that way. I don't know, man. Like, the fact that I'm never going to get one of those meatballs makes me sad. Antonetta's isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
The meatball truck is closing. Where do I get this meatball?
You know what?
Yeah?
You're in such luck.
Why is that?
I just got into the meatball game.
No kidding.
Yeah. Delish. Delish.
So,
secret recipe, bro. From the old country.
What do you got?
So, I got a little kiosk in the men's room. Kiosks are blowing up around.
No kidding. Food kiosk. Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Salty Balls from the Old Country to Your Mouth Sauce.
You've been shut down for not having a permit for the men's room. The men's room is permitted, and we take 20% of all your balls.